Welcome to Delight in Grace, the teaching ministry of Rich Powell, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Winston-Salem.
Ecclesiastes 12:1 urges us, remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. There is wisdom in living life in context of eternity, remembering the gravity of approaching death. After this short life, we will meet our Creator, the one we were made for. In today's poetic passage, Solomon calls us to live an informed life, especially in our youth. This world is not home for the Christian. Oh, how keeping this truth in focus will alter the way we choose to live today. Let's listen to this message titled, An Informed Life. This is the second part of a study on Ecclesiastes 12, 1 through 8. It was originally preached on August 5th, 2018. This message is part of a series on Ecclesiastes titled, Living a Good Life, Making Sense of the Journey. To hear this whole message and previous messages in the series, visit www.delightingrace.com.
Now let's talk about your future. You say, Rich, I really don't want to go there, because Solomon's pretty accurate here. In verses 2 through 6, he's pretty accurate about your future. Your future under the sun. It is a metaphor for the effects of advanced age. It is recognized widely as a piece of literary brilliance. Verse 2, if one has a misinformed life, it leads to the despair of vanity, where you can be like the rich fool who filled up his barns, tore them down and built newer, bigger ones and filled them up. And he said, rest and take your ease. Everything's good. You're fine. And God says to him, what? You fool. You fool. Tonight your soul will be required of you. Then what? You see, that's vanity. And so, as we have here described metaphorically in verses 2, 3 through 6 specifically, we find a picture of the failing faculties and vitality of life. The failing faculties and vitality of life. And some of us in this room are already experiencing that, aren't we? We've got several youth in the room, bouncing and boundless energy and full vitality of mind. And then you have others that, well, not so much, right? That's how life goes. Every one of us is on that path. I will never forget several years ago. You remember dear Mary Campbell? The Lord gave her about 90 years here on this earth under the sun. And at one point she was recovering from something in the hospital. And I will never forget that night. Dwight and I were both up in the hospital room and several other family members. And Dwight, you know, he says, Mary, you're good for another 50 years. And she goes, ugh. That's exactly what she did. I knew exactly what she meant. This is hard. When you start experiencing this existence, it's hard. And you look for relief from it. So look at how Solomon describes it here. Verse 3, in the day when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men are bent, you get old, the effects of age, or you're shaky and you have a bent posture. Right. And the grinders cease because they are few. You're losing your teeth. So smile while you still have teeth, right? And those who look through the windows are dimmed. The eyes get weak. All of these, the effects of advanced age. And then in verse 4, and the doors on the street are shut when the sound of grinding is low, and one rises up at the sound of a bird. So, yes, you start losing your hearing as well, but interestingly enough, you can wake up very early or even in the middle of the night at the sound of the slightest noise. And all the daughters of song are brought low. The vocal cords don't work the way they used to. And you don't have as much interest in music as you used to. In verse 5, they are afraid also of what is high, and terrors are in the way. You start losing your balance, and it's easy to fall. and you lose, you need more space around you, and you become a little more afraid of moving objects in the way. There comes a point where the elderly have to give up their license, their driver's license, because they're just not capable of having the reflexes on the road to be able to drive without injuring themselves or somebody else. This is a reality of life. But I like also what it says. Look at this. And the almond tree blossoms. The gray hair. There's a few almond trees in here this morning. My almond tree is blossoming. My kids remind me of that. And the grasshopper drags itself along. Isn't that interesting? The picture there. The youth are, again, boundless in their energy. And they have so much of it. And they're very mobile and moving all around. And, you know, we who are grandparents, our children, our grandkids come over and we love to throw them around and watch them bounce off the walls. And when they leave, we're, whew, right? And the effects of age continue to develop, and the grasshopper drags itself along with extra feet. And when you think of a grasshopper, you think of those joints and the bouncing, right? Not so much in old age. The grasshopper drags itself along. And it also says in verse 5, and desire fails because man is going to his eternal home and the mourners go about the streets. Desire fails. Ambition tends to be a bit diminished because you just don't have the energy anymore. And then what we have described in verse 6, read that, look at that with me. Before the silver cord is snapped, or the golden bowl is broken, or the pitcher is shattered at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. What that's describing is just the total physical collapse. And it leads to what is called death. And death is described very accurately in verse 7, and the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. That's death. That's separation. You live in a physical tent that will and must experience total physical collapse because we live in a fallen created order. But you are an embodied spirit. So when your body that is sitting in that red chair experiences that total physical collapse and gives up, then your spirit will depart from it. It, the body, will go back and become dust in the ground from whence it came, and your spirit will return to God who gave it. That is death. That's death under the sun. That's physical death that every one of us must experience. The psalmist said it well in Psalm 103, verses 14 to 16, speaking of the brevity of this life. For he knows our frame, speaking of God, he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. For the wind passes over it and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. You see, the idea of not thinking about death and wanting to deny death, that is foreign to the scriptures. And it ought to be foreign to us as well. Because the scriptures give us the reference point of our Creator. It says that we return, man returns to his eternal home. The Spirit returns to God who gave it. The truth of this is a bit philosophical here, but life is a continuum. It never ends. Why? Because it proceeds from God. And this is true for every human being. The problem is today that the beauty and the wellness industries have made old age a disease, when in fact it is an inescapable reality of life under the sun. And we are called to be accurately informed about life and death. This is why Ecclesiastes is in the canon of inspired scripture. So, having said that, then, knowing, remembering your Creator and your youth, understanding why it's important to do so in your youth, because recognizing your future that is about to come, conclude this morning by saying it's your call. It's your call. vanity or success. The vanity is described by Solomon in verse 8. If all you have is what's under the sun, that's vanity. But if you remember your Creator, you maintain that reference point. Success being defined as realized purpose. And what is your purpose? Your purpose is to know God and enjoy Him. You do that, you know success. You either know success or you know vanity. I like what David Gibson says in his book, Living Life Backwards. Everyone carries in himself the sources of his own happiness or wretchedness. Circumstances have really very little to do with our inner experiences. It matters little in the determination of one's degree of enjoyment whether he live in a cottage or a palace. Sorry for the mistypo in there. I left an R out. But now that I've brought your attention to it, you just need to forget it, okay? It matters little in the determination of one's degree of enjoyment whether he live in a cottage or a palace. What is he saying? He is saying what Solomon says in verse 1 of chapter 12. Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth. Now, the way he says that, if you just read that on the surface, it might sound like Solomon is saying, oh, and by the way, you need to make God a part of your life too. Listen to me. That is not what he is saying. That word remember is not about, oh, by the way, make God a part of your life somehow. That is a very significant word that appears numerous times in the Old Testament scriptures. The word remember is the word zakar. That happens to be the name of my oldest grandson. And the word means remember. It means to be brought to mind. And the sense of it is this: that which informs your understanding and occupies your thoughts.
Thanks for joining us here at Delight in Grace. You've been listening to Rich Powell, the lead pastor at Grace Bible Church in Winston-Salem. The Delight in Grace mission is to help you know that God designed you to realize your highest good and your deepest satisfaction in Him, the One who is infinitely good. We hope you'll join us again on weekdays at 10 a.m.